The first thing to clarify is that the ruling is not final. Officials have 1 year to decide on whether to change the protected status of the mountain caribou. The second thing is what's actually proposed. Fish and wildlife biologist Brian Holt says the proposal lists the southern mountain caribou as threatened. Currently, just the small herd of southern Selkirk mountain caribou are endangered,
which is a local population of that larger population. Am I confusing you?
Basically, they want to list all caribou in the Northwest and British Columbia Mountains, not just the Idaho herd. The agency is seeking comments from the public until July 7th.
Specifically, one of the things that we are requesting comment on is this notion of, should the mountain caribou population, should it be listed as threatened or should it be listed as endangered? We're looking for comment from Canada on this as well. You know, they've got a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge about caribou.
The ruling was prompted by a petition in 2012 from the Pacific Legal Foundation representing Bonner County and the Idaho State Snowmobile Association. Holt says petitioning is a way to prompt ESA changes. Sandra Mitchell with the Snowmobile Association says they're disappointed in the ruling.
There has been numerous lawsuits because of the caribou and snowmobile access to some of the backcountry. And we have believed that the snowmobiling didn't have a negative impact on caribou and the declining population.
She says snowmobilers face closures in parts of the Selkirk Mountains, and delisting caribou could remove those closures down the road.
But they did downlist it. And so for that, we're grateful because that is a step towards, we believe, ultimately delisting it completely.
Mike Peterson with the Lands Council also sees this as a step in a larger game.
It's kind of a first step toward the extinction down here, is what I think.
The Lands Council is among the groups fighting to protect caribou in the lower 48 states. He says broadening the population of caribou will diminish protection.
All of a sudden, instead of being able to focus on, you know, the 27 to 35 caribou down here, this in a way lets them say, well, as long as there's some caribou a little bit further north, then they're going to be okay.
He says in a way the petitioners won this time. Fish and Wildlife will take comments for 60 days and 1 year from now make a final decision. For more information, go to www.regulations.com and search for mountain caribou. I'm Paige Browning in Spokane.